From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Dancing for the Dead, Book 5 in the Keohok Reborn series by Craig Fraley. Now let's begin with Dancing for the Dead, Chapter 1. The bedside alarm clock flashed 2:47 a.m. when the phone rang. Kirk let it ring. He needed to wake up a little before answering. By the seventh ring, he felt he could talk coherently. Crystal lay on her side, eyes open, and listened to half a conversation. "Hello? Gwen? Where is he now?" "Desert View. I'm on my way to Lake Chenoa in a few hours anyway. I'll stop by the hospital first."
"Is there a hostage situation at the hospital?"
Crystal asked with more sarcasm than concern. "No." Kirk kicked the cozy covers off his body and forced himself to sit up. "A gunshot victim just flown in by helicopter."
"So? What does that have to do with you? You're not homicide."
Kirk, already out of his boxers and halfway to the shower, said, "The man was killed on the Keohok Reservation." Crystal waited by the front door as Kirk came downstairs with his overnight case. She wanted to give him a big kiss and wish him good luck, but she was too angry and frightened for that.
"It's so unfair of you, leaving like this."
"I know," Kirk agreed. "I promise, I'll take Ronnie to Disneyland as soon as I get back."
"That's not what I'm talking about."
Crystal grabbed the lapels of his sport coat, as though she were going to shake him.
"You're going up there with..."